All right, metalheads and rockers, this is DJ Rem, Quoth the Raven on Rock Addict Radio, and I have the band Veil Mist on the line. How's it going tonight, brother?
How you doing, man? Doing great.
Excellent. Thank you for taking time to call in. Much appreciated.
Yeah, no problem.
So I guess let's start if you could introduce yourself and your spot in the band, and then if you don't mind introducing the rest of the band that's not with us tonight.
Sure. I'm Ronnie Marks. I'm a guitar. And then we have Jonathan, who's vocals. I have Wyatt, who's on drums. And then I have Nick, who's on guitar as well.
Excellent. Excellent. So I guess let's start if you could just tell us a little bit about what's going on with the band right now. What are you guys up to?
We are literally about to start recording our first album. We just got drums all set up yesterday, did some leveling and kind of just working on some sounds and everything. And Wednesday, we're actually going to start tracking. So we're super excited for that.
Yeah, that's got to be super cool.
Yeah.
So kind of with the new album that you're working on, I guess kind of what's the process for you guys? How did you start and how do you get to the end?
So a couple of the songs after this new one are some brand new ones that I've written within like this last year. We have a couple tracks that were some tracks that were originally going to be on the EP that we released, Earthly Wounds, but they're going to end up on this one. And our drummer Wyatt, he's just been, you know, for the last month or two, just really hammering down the drum parts and kind of working out all the little spots he's going to do. And then... take it from the drums, and then we're gonna do guitars and just kind of keep moving forward. Hopefully, we're hoping to probably get it out within like towards the end of this year or maybe the beginning of next year. So, but yeah, super excited.
Yeah, awesome. So, how long has Veil Mist been together now? How long have you guys been doing this as a group?
Well, so, I guess 2018 is technically the creation of the band. Me and Jonathan, our vocalist, we kind of started the band, and we actually had a project going before that's called Antikythera, which we did around like 2016, 2017, and It was kind of in the same vein as this, but it was more of a, it was a melodic death metal band that was a bit more on the, like, kind of epic side. Like, we were really heavily influenced by bands like Insomnium and Soilwork, and kind of had, like, a more heroic, epic feel to it. And we released an EP out as that project that's on Spotify and everything. And then we started writing for the Earthly Wounds project, the Earthly Wounds EP. And it was such a different change of tone with the band. Like, it we just felt the vibe change so much that we almost felt it kind of wasn't the same band. And, like, with the name, like, the name change, like, Antikythera it's a really cool name, but there's already, like, four or five bands that were named that, and like our Spotify for that shares of like two other bands.
Oh geez, yeah.
You know?
Yep.
So we were kinda like, man, like this is so different from what we were originally doing, and you know, I don't want to release this and have to share our Spotify page with like it's so funny because it's like we have on the Antikythera Spotify, there's like us, which is like melodic death metal. There's like a kind of like almost grindy band on there, and then like kind of like an alt rock band or something.
Okay, yeah.
So it's super weird. So we really kind of thought on that, and we decided to do the name change, and we just kind of decided to embody this as, you know, a new band, essentially. And so we did that. We found the name. We re-released the EP in, I think it was February of 2018. And for pretty much all that year, it was just mainly me and him, and we spent a really long time, you know, auditioning and working with people to get the project going as a live project. And we eventually got in contact with Wyatt and Nick, who are actually old friends of mine, and we were in a band a long time ago together, and so we had played together and had really great chemistry, so you know, that was kind of a no-brainer. And then 2019, I almost feel like when we did Disparaging Whispers, that single, that was the first single where we kind of recorded it as like an actual band. So like Earthly Wounds, when we recorded that, we actually hired a dude from Russia to record all the drums for us.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah. It's wild. His name's Mike Ponomarev, and he's a really, really killer, awesome drummer. And, you know, we sent him like MIDI tracks of the drums, and he learned them all, and he, studio and sent them over to us, you know, solo project feel to it. So Disparaging was the first, I almost feel like the first real recording where it was like a real band, kind of even more why I'm so excited to do this album, because it's, you know, actually a full-blown project doing it instead of just like me and Jonathan and like a hired gun, you know.
Right. Yeah, you're gonna, and then you'll actually be able to take it out to the people. That's really cool.
Yeah, totally.
Do you have like an album release, or at least are you thinking about that, some sort of album release party or something in the future?
We would definitely love to do that. That would be super awesome. I mean, as I said, we're so in the beginning process of it that
right.
We haven't, you know, really gone that far, but I think that would definitely be a plan to do that.
Yeah, very cool, very cool. So let's talk about, so you mentioned, you know, you had did the name change with the band. I for a minute I thought you were going to tell me that you shared the Spotify with like a, you know, a Christian rock band or something crazy. and the reason I thought about that is one day I was somewhere in town locally and I saw a flyer. It said Lamb of God. I was like, "What Lamb?" And then I continued to read. I'm like, "Oh, it's like something in a church." I'm like, "I don't think it's the same Lamb of God." So
that's funny.
So you never know. But so when you did the name change to Veil Mist, you know, mm-hmm. How'd you come up with the name?
Honestly, just kind of Googling stuff. It's an old English word. The actual word is it's spelled different. It's spelled Waelmist, and it basically means like a mist over dead bodies. So kind of like, I guess you kind of say it's like creeping death in sense. And I really wanted to do an old English name, because I just think it's really cool. It's not overused as we're like Latin or like, you know, some of the Scandinavian languages or anything like that.
Right.
So I like literally just spent a couple like hours on a like old English page, just looking up different phrases and words, and kind of just went through a bunch of them. And I found that, and I was like, man, this is really cool. I showed it to John. John was like, dude, let's change the W to a V and the I to a Y. And we were both like, dude, that's fucking perfect. That's awesome.
Super cool.
No bands that we could find had it, you know? I mean, like, our Spotify is by itself. Basically, like, all of our pages can all be, like, / Veil Mist. We don't have to do any dumb little things to add to it, you know? So
it's
really helpful, you know? It's awesome.
That's great when things come together like that, you know? Isn't it?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, so how, as you're preparing, you know, to put this album together, I guess, how often are you guys like getting together? I mean, are you able to do this pretty full time? I'm guessing you probably have full time jobs too. So how do you, I guess, how do you kind of lay your time out?
I mean, we just kind of work around each other's days off. Luckily right now, me and my drummer have our days off are the same. So we're kind of just using those to do it. And, you know, we're all DIY. We're doing it all ourselves. You know, I'm recording everything. So we're tracking drums at his place. And so kind of just works out like that, you know?
Yeah. So everything that you've sent me that I've been playing, is that all done and recorded by you guys then?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice work. It sounds really good. Thank you. Yeah. Good job. So I'm always curious when I talk to bands and band members, you know, kind of to get a better feel for what kind of influences they had to kind of get them to where they're at now. So I guess what would you say yours are?
Oh, man, it's a never ending. It's always changing. But I'd say like some of my personal biggest influences, like as a kid, I got really into like Megadeth was a huge influence on me. Bands like Children of Bodom were a really big influence. This project is very influenced by a lot of like King Diamond and Merciful Fate. And it's always changing. You know, there's so many awesome bands. And I mean, that's always one of my problems as a writer. I'll hear a band and I'm just like, man, this is so cool. I want to write something like this. You know, it's constantly changing.
Gotcha. And then what about, you know, like growing up, did you have anybody in your family that had any musical influences on you as well?
Oh, yeah, totally. My dad actually owned a sheet music store back in the day.
Okay.
And so, I mean, he played guitar. He wasn't, you know, like the greatest or anything like that, but both my parents kind of forced me to play an instrument. I don't know why. I guess they just wanted me to. And they made me play piano, and I hated it. And I played that for about maybe like, I want to say maybe 3 to 4 years. And I eventually convinced them to let me play guitar because I thought that would be cooler, you know?
Right.
And I started playing guitar, and I fucking hated that as well.
That's funny.
But then I think it was my dad brought me home a guitar tab book for ZZ Top's Greatest Hits. And I started learning that, and I, like, really fell in love with that. And, you know, then I started learning, you know, like, AC/DC and Led Zeppelin and all those classic bands. And then, you know, eventually started finding out about, like, Maiden and Megadeth and Priest and all the 80s guys. And then just went down the rabbit hole of getting heavier and nastier bands and crazier bands, you know, so...
Yeah, cool. Well, thanks for sharing that story. That's awesome. That's why I asked that question, because typically there's some other underlying influence that played a part. So it's always cool to hear.
I mean, I think everyone in this band as well has kind of an influence from their parents as well. I think Jonathan's dad was a DJ. Wyatt's dad's a drummer. Nick's dad is a violinist. You know, I think all of us have all been kind of influenced by and encouraged by our parents to do that, you know.
Yeah, no, it's super cool, because I even see it, you know, here in my own, my wife, you know, played saxophone, and all my kids have been in band, and my son, I just, a week ago, just moved him into college, and he's a music education major, so, and he plays trumpet, so it's pretty cool to see all that. I can't play an instrument to save my life, but... But I love music, so I still have similar passion. Just can't do the instrument piece.
Totally.
So, shameless plug time. Where can people go to find out more about the band? What social networking website, stuff like that, are you guys on?
I think we're pretty much on all of them. We've got, you know, Bandcamp. We have Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and pretty much all of them. If you just look up Veilmest, you'll find it. I mean, I think our Facebook is /Veilmest. Bandcamp is veilmest.bandcamp.com. Instagram, Veilmest. I think that's all the social media that's out there right now. I mean, there might be some other ones, but those are the main ones we are using.
All right.
YouTube as well. We got YouTube as well, of course.
Very good. And back to the recording question, one other piece I want to ask, and you may have already answered this, but, you know, a lot of bands, they'll self-record and they'll send it off to a studio to master. Did you do something similar, or did you do all that your piece yourself as well?
We did that all ourselves for the last releases. For this release, I'm probably going to mix it, but we are thinking about sending it out to have it mastered by someone else.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. So also another question for you specifically, because, mm-hmm. again, I'm always curious, you know, sure. If I looked at the playlist you're listening to, what bands would I find you listening to, like, right now?
Right now, I've been listening to this band Portrait from Sweden. We're really killer. Been super into them lately. Listening to a lot of like Vicious Rumors and Eternal Champion and Visigoth. I've been kind of on a heavy metal kick recently. Just like straightforward heavy metal.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm guessing, though, like most people, you know, you kind of maybe go in, like, stretches of different types.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I've been finding myself listening to, and I knew this band, and I never really listened to them, but Ailstorm. I've been listening to them a lot. I don't know why, but...
They're fun. My first band that Wyatt and Nick were a part of, we played their first California show way back in the day.
That's badass.
Yeah, it was a fucking awesome show. Those dudes are hilarious.
I think that's why I like it, because the music is kind of fun, and it's obvious they don't take themselves too serious. So
yeah, totally. Yeah,
pretty cool. Nice. So what would you say, you know, as you guys have been building the music and the band and, you know, and everything that you've been working on with this project, what would you say kind of maybe sets you guys apart from other bands in the sense where, you know, when you guys get this EP drops and hopefully do some live shows, you know, why people should come see you guys?
I think, you know, man, that's a kind of a question you don't really think about, but you know, we're doing a good blend, I think, of because right now there's a lot of bands where it's either just extremely technical and kind of perfected, and you have these recordings that are super oversampled and quantized and almost to the point where you're not kind of listening to almost a real band in a sense.
Right.
And there's also a lot of bands that are going really, really super raw, kind of like a lot of these like sludge bands where they're just kind of really raw production, kind of, you know, not the greatest playing, but they're doing it. I think we're doing a really great kind of combination of that, where we're pretty technical and we've got like pretty wild riffs and you know, we try to do a like good clean production, but at the same time, you know, we're kind of raw and we're going out there and playing, you know. We're not trying to overdo it and just, you know, kind of fake it or anything like that. So
okay, good deal. Well, like I told you at the beginning, you know, and again, thank you for sending, you know, that initial reach out email, because when I heard you guys being a true fan of metal of multiple genres, and, you know, I get kind of picky sometimes, you know, the music might be great, but the vocals might be horrendous. And sometimes I can live with it. Sometimes I can't, you know. Somebody sent me a band the other day and it just sounded like they were just, I don't even know how to describe the type of singing they were doing, but I'm like, okay, I can't even pretend to right. know what you're saying. And I don't need to know what you're saying, but need to at least like the way you're making the sounds. You know what I mean? That makes sense.
Definitely.
But, you know, with you guys, I mean, the music's there, the drums, the guitar, all that. And then the vocals are there, you know. So if I had to tell the listeners, the people that'll listen to this interview, why they should listen, you guys are fucking badass. That's my answer.
Thank you.
So is there anything else you'd like to tell the listeners that'll hear this?
I mean, not really so much. We got some shows in the works, but they're unannounced, so we can't really announce them yet, say any details on them. I mean, you know, just keep spinning those tunes, and we can't wait to finish this album and get it out to everyone. We're super excited about it, so.
Yeah, absolutely, and I can't wait for it either. You've given me a good tease and a good taste with what you have so far, so I'm like, yes, more please, for sure. So
I will make sure you get a copy of it.
Yes,
for sure.
Please, please, please. And what formats are you guys looking to put it out on? Are you just going digital and CD? I mean, are you doing any other physical formats besides that?
We're planning to hopefully shop this around to labels, but before we get it released. So hopefully, I mean, I would love to get it released on vinyl, and, you know, we'll obviously have it digital and streaming and most likely CD, but I would really, really love to have this pressed on vinyl. Yeah. So,
well, I'll tell you right now, if that happens, I will be buying it. Cause, again, that's another area where I get, you know, I collect vinyl. I like to buy vinyl. I don't buy, obviously I can't buy vinyl every band that puts vinyl. Cause I wouldn't, you know, I'd be homeless, but, you know, when I find a band like you guys where I'm like really in tune and really in sync with the music and it really hits me, I'm like, okay, I got to have that on vinyl. So hopefully you guys make that happen. That'd be really cool.
I'm the same way. I have a decent little vinyl collection myself over here. It's just such a cool experience. I mean, I'm younger, so, you know, I didn't really grow up with vinyl. So like being that vinyl is kind of a whole new trend now, and actually getting to like sit down and listen to a record kind of like as it's supposed to be listened to is such a cool experience, and just getting to really, really just look at artwork and the booklet and everything in such a big format. It's so cool. I mean, when I was a kid, I had a really, really big CD collection, and I was super into buying CDs and having the physical collection. So
same
doing
here.
The whole vinyl thing is just like, it's so much fun.
Yep, I agree. And something about just having that and having that physical, you know, because it's something substantial. And you're right, the artwork and stuff. I mean, you know, I'll buy an album, I'll listen to it like once, and I may never listen to it again. I might never put it back on, but I'll look at it. I'll look at the artwork. I'll look through it. You know, so yeah, it's pretty cool. Okay, one more time, shameless plug for social networking and websites and stuff that you guys use.
Got Bandcamp, which is veilmist.bandcamp.com. Facebook, which I believe is just facebook.com/veilmist. Instagram, if you just search us up on Instagram, veilmist, we're there. And Twitter as well. You just search veilmist on Twitter, we're there.
Awesome, super cool. Well, I just want to say thank you once again for taking time to talk to me. Much appreciated. I have a triple shot of Veilmist coming up. I have Watchers, In Darkness and Tongues, and Dear Esther all lined up. So by the end of the night, I will have played all of the music you've sent me, just so you know.
Perfect.
Yep. I didn't figure you'd be opposed to that, so. Gotta get it in front of the fans, you know?
Yep.
So, okay, man. Well, it was great talking to you tonight. Take care, and I'll get this the podcast to you shortly.
Awesome. Thank you so much, man.
Okay, take care. Tell the whole band I said hello as well, please.
Sure, will do.
All right. Thanks. Bye.